This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV. Show is always brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. Remember, coming up at 9, our pal Alan May will join us to talk about the Capitals, who've won 9 of their last 10. Getting ready for the playoffs, 5 games left in the regular season. But joining us right now to talk about the start of the baseball season is Robert Flores. He is the new co-host of MLB Network's morning show, MLB Central, which you can watch weekdays 10 a.m. with Mark DeRosa and Lauren Shahadi. Visit MLBnetwork.com for your local channel listings. Good morning, Robert.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Is this your favorite day of the year, opening day, Robert?
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, right there up with WrestleMania, WrestleMania Day. That's also a big one. But yeah, I mean, this is such a cool day for baseball fans. I mean, everyone starts 0-0. Everyone's fantasy team is still in the hunt. So yeah, this is a really special day.
You forgot final stage of the Tour de France.
That's
a big one.
That is a big one.
This is great, man, and I know that they changed it up this year. You know, they're doing all the Thursday games. They expanded the regular season by a few days to give the players a few more days off. I think it's pretty cool. What's the biggest storyline in your opinion heading into 2018?
That's a tough one because there's so many. I think if you're looking for sort of a big picture overall view, I think it's which one of the super teams, quote unquote, is going to emerge. Mm-hmm. I think you would have to include the Nationals as among them, the Astros obviously being defending champions, the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Dodgers. So, you know, which one of those teams will ultimately take it all? Is it going to be the Astros again? Or maybe it's a team, you know, and another team in the National League West. I think the Rockies and the Diamondbacks, especially the Rockies, have a chance to be really good again. So I think that's kind of the big sort of overarching storyline going in.
Robert, what sort of impact do you think Davey Martinez makes as the first-year skipper here in Washington? Huge expectations. As you mentioned, they're one of those 5 or 6 teams that should go deep in the postseason. They haven't been able to get past that postseason hump. What do you think Davey brings to the squad?
I think he brings a sense of even though it is his first crack at the managerial position, he's been in the dugouts, he's been at the postseason, so he knows what to do. It's not like he's sort of going into uncharted territory. Yes, there are going to be some things that he has to deal with that he hasn't dealt with before, but he has a good resume. He has really good experience. I think, you know, I was at Nationals camp in West Palm Beach a couple of weeks ago, and I just got the sense of treats the guys like adults. And I think that's especially for this team, you have so many veterans, so many established players and stars that's what you need. You just need to tell this group, hey, this is what I expect of you. I don't want to have to be on you all the time. I don't need to be giving you rah-rah speeches every day or every week. Just go out, ball out, and do what you can do. And let's just see if we can avoid having something unusual happen to us in the postseason.
Right. You mean getting past the first round? That would
yeah,
be
I, you know, I mean, I'm not being facetious when I say this, but I feel for National fans, and I feel, if you're a Nationals fan and a Capitals fan, I don't know how you do it.
Uh-huh.
I seriously don't.
It's
mean,
brutal.
Because
we're used to
it. Is yeah. I mean, what you guys have gone through in both postseasons the last couple of years, it is wow.
Well, we just had a caller call us about 45 minutes ago and said he doesn't know how to. He was asking us for advice on how to handle the fact that he has no hope because of the four major teams in D.C. because they never do anything in the postseason. And I told him, look, it's a new year. You just don't know.
Yeah.
It's a brand new year. You don't know what lies ahead. And with Davey, do you think that he feels or should feel extra pressure knowing that Davey Johnson couldn't get past the first round, Dusty Baker, Matt Williams, they couldn't do it with great teams?
Yeah, I really don't think he feels any sort of extra pressure. I mean, there's pressure. He had to know that, this franchise has had trouble in the postseason. The expectations are always high. And, oh, by the way, your best player may not be with the franchise past this season.
Right.
So he knows that going in. I don't think he feels any extra added pressure because there's enough pressure to go around.
So that being said, I don't know if you guys do any preseason predictions. Do you have a prediction? All right, who do you have in the National League?
First of all, I'm terrible at these. But I have the Cubs beating the Nationals in the NLCS.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
That's okay.
But at least I have them getting past the first round.
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have them with more than 92 wins? It's a very important number for us gambling-wise.
Yeah, I think that's going to be – I think they win the division going away. I think the Mets are going to be better. I think the Mets will be challenging for a playoff spot. But there's no one else in that division that I see as a real threat for the Nationals. I will say that, as I said, I'm terrible at preseason predictions, especially in baseball, because it's such a difficult thing to predict. The season is so long. Who knows what the Nationals will do at the deadline? Who knows what other contenders will do at the deadline? That will have huge impacts one way or another. But I think Nashville fans should feel good about another deep run, another division crown. And I think it's going to be a deep run in the playoffs.
So switching over to the American League, you brought up the Astros, and they're just so good.
Mm-hmm.
They're just loaded, and they add Cole. But, you haven't had a repeat winner in the series since the Yankees, correct?
That's right.
2000. It's been a long time. It's just hard to do. When you stack them up, and then the other big storyline's got to be, who wins the AL East between, you mentioned the super teams, Boston and New York, who've got rookie managers, right?
Yes, both of them.
Both of them. And, Red Sox add Martinez. They still have some question marks to the rotation, especially down at the 4 and 5 spots. But in the American League, everyone wants to pick Houston, but what do you think about Boston and New York in that race?
I think it is it's going to be a fascinating watch in the American League East because, sure, Giancarlo Stanton being added to the Yankees lineup and all those home runs, that creates a lot of buzz and creates a lot of sizzle. But look, J.D. Martinez had an unbelievable season last year. Now, this is a power hitter that loves going to right center field. That's at Fenway Park. That's sort of the deepest part of that stadium. So how is that going to work out? Is David Price going to be David Price again in the rotation? Last year in the playoffs, he came out of the bullpen, and that was a cool little wrinkle. But for the Red Sox to get where they want to get, David Price is going to have an impact out of the rotation.
Yeah.
And he struggled last season. Chris Sale is filthy. He gets the start today. So I think it's going to be – I don't think it's a stretch. I'm picking the Red Sox to win that division again.
Mm.
And of course, I'll have the Yankees taking the wild card. But I think it's going to be a thrilling race to watch for the rest of the season.
What do you set the over-under on team home runs for the Yankees?
Oof.
Because you got to believe it's going to be like 100 between Judge and Stanton.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I can't remember if it was Ron Darling or John Smoltz that said he could see whatever number being projected for or combined home runs being projected for those two. He could see it being lower. Just because both of those guys had unbelievable seasons, and it's so hard to repeat that. I mean, they could both go for 40, and that's still an amazing season, but it's less than 100. It's maybe less than what people expected. So the expectations are very high. Maybe they're a little too high for those two.
Yeah, I think Vegas had set the total at those at the combined homers at 104. I mean, that's just
I'll take the under. I'm with you. I'll take the under. I think this is those two are going to be they're going to be devastating in batting practice. They're going to be devastating at times against really bad pitching. But those two are going to strike out a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's going to be a lot of swing and miss at the top of that lineup at times, but make no mistake about it, that's a devastating combination.
So you mentioned the Mets, switching back to the NL here, you mentioned the Mets. They're interesting because their pitching is so good if they can stay healthy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Syndergaard,
yeah.
DeGrom, Harvey, Mats, Wheeler, if those guys can stay healthy, they're dangerous. But, man, they've got an older lineup. I can't believe Adrian Gonzalez is going to start at first base for them. He couldn't handle Boston,
Robert.
How's he going to handle New York? And they've got Frazier at third, and Cespedes is always, Jay Bruce. They got older guys, but again, their pitching is so good they could carry them through. They're not going to win the division, I don't think, but they could be interesting.
No, I'm with you, and I think, as I said earlier, I think that they could be a team that challenges for a playoff spot in the National League. But the thing with them is, can they stay healthy? And it's not just the pitchers. I mean, it's Cespedes. It's other position players that can they stay healthy? I mean, they've had, you talk about the Nationals having a weird sort of history with things. I mean, the Mets have had a weird history with injuries. So, but you're right. It starts with the rotation. I mean, Noah Syndergaard gets the start today as they take on the Cardinals. But it starts with that rotation. If those guys are always shuttling between the rotation and the disabled list or missing starts, then it's going to be a struggle. But if those guys can finally put it together from a health standpoint, then it could be a very intriguing season for the Mets.
Robert, I'm going to put you on the spot here. I need you to fill in the blank for me. In 2019, Bryce Harper will be playing for the blanks.
Impossible.
Look into your crystal ball for me.
Impossible.
You're a baseball expert. I expect you to be 100%
correct. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to say he plays for the Nationals.
Ooh, look at that.
Really?
He's just playing for the market.
It's just shameless pandering on my part. But the reason I say this is because I look at what happened in the offseason this year as far as free agents go. Now, Bryce Harper is a different kind of free agent. He's going to get his money, but maybe it's not as much money as what he and his representation thought it was going to be maybe this time last year or 6 months ago or 8 months ago. So maybe he does sort of a Strasburg and decides, I'm going to go back. I'm going to stay with the Nationals and continue to be the face of this franchise. Now, I don't think that any sort of decision will be made this year, but I'm just going out on a limb and say he stays with the Nats.
Hmm. All right, before we let you go, probably should talk about the Dodgers. Kershaw goes tonight against the Giants. He's a 3-1 favorite on opening day against the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
They've got some good parts there on the mound.
If you haven't figured it out, you're talking to a big-time gambler here.
Yeah, I know all the odds. But with the Dodgers, I mean, they had that streak last year in the middle of summer. They went like 50-10. And then SI said it's the greatest team of all time. And, of course, they didn't win the World Series. But they've got really good parts, and they've got to be one of the favorites. They got one of the favorites in the National League.
Yeah, absolutely. And for me, the thing that concerns me about the Dodgers is the rotation beyond Kershaw. Can Alex Wood put together a season like he had last year? Can Rich Hill continue to be counted on? You got Kenley Jansen at the back end of the bullpen, who is a known commodity, and he's always going to post up and put great numbers. But I'm a little concerned about that rotation beyond Clayton Kershaw. Kenta Maeda, he came out of the bullpen in the playoffs. Now he's going to go back to the rotation. Hyunjin Ryu, he's had some health concerns. So I think that for me is, it could be what ultimately is the stumbling block that the Dodgers have to will face in 2018.
All right, Robert, appreciate the time. Enjoyed talking to you. It's Robert Flores. Check out MLB Central weekdays at 10 a.m. You can go to MLBnetwork.com to check your local channel listings.
We'll
thanks,
be watching,
pal.
Yeah. We'll be watching the show today, bud.
Hey, I appreciate it. Hey, I also want to mention people can watch us on the At-Bat app. You know, so just download the MLB At-Bat app. You can watch MLB Network right there as well.
Awesome.
Very cool.
All right, man. Appreciate
thanks,
the
Robert.
Time. Thank you.
Hey.
All right, coming up next, going to give you a chance to win those tickets to the Washington Nationals home opener. That's coming up April 5th. Plus, we have Jay-Z, Beyonce tickets.
We do.
And Cakes has prepared some Beyonce trivia.
Yes, it took me hours.
Yes.
All right, minutes.
You can call in now at 800-636-1067. We'll get to that next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That went out over the air. Yes, we're giving away Beyonce tickets, Cakes, and the Nats home opener tickets.
Yes, we are.
But what Drab came in to talk to us about is some people really want the Jay-Z Beyonce tickets. Others want the Nats home opener tickets. So when we get a winner, we are just playing Junk's trivia. Beyonce trivia. We will ask you which of the two prizes you want.
We'll give you an option. Which and prize
then,
you want to play
for. Once we
for.
Get the first winner, there is no option for the second winner.
It's that simple. That's the way it works. All right, I'm just going to go with whoever's been on hold the longest. We will start with them. Let's go to...
By the way, before you do that, quick shout out to our boy Brett, who sent us some new Sup Dogs gear.
Yes,
our
he
former
did.
Producer for many, many years.
You're modeling
of course,
it right now.
Runs Sup Dogs at ECU and UNC.
Yes.
And just sent us some fresh new gear.
Thanks, guys, for...
Much appreciated.
Spreading the word. We do appreciate that, Brett. Thank you very much. We will wear these incessantly. So thank you, Brett, and everybody at Sup Dogs. We do appreciate it. All right, let's get out to the phones. Let's go to who's been on hold the longest. We will start with Keith. What's up, Keith? Good morning.
Good morning, Junks.
Keith, would you like to play for Nats opening day tickets or Beyonce Jay-Z tickets?
Beyonce Jay-Z.
All right.
Look at that.
If you can answer this Beyonce trivia question, you'll be going to see Jay-Z and Beyonce at FedEx Field.
Sweet.
Now, is there a time limit?
Sounds excited.
I would say, I think 3 seconds. Let's split it down the middle. Let's go 4 seconds. 3? We're going to be that militant? All right, you have 3 seconds
well, isn't
to answer.
That what, isn't that what we did yesterday?
That's fine.
Yes, we did.
3 seconds works.
And you counted it down.
Keith, according to, I'm not going to say who it's according to. What is Beyonce's net worth within $10 million either way?
$350 million.
He nailed it on the head.
Wow.
He wins. He's going to go see Beyonce and Jay-Z at FedEx Field on July 27th. It's On the Run 2 Tour at FedEx. You can win your way in all week long with 106.7 The Fan. Get all of your details online now at thefandc.com/contest. Those are courtesy of Live Nation.
He knew you were going to ask that question.
Here's the thing. Keith is a prize pick.
Okay.
All right. So he knows all of the junkies, tricks of the games. He already had the Beyonce trivia looked up, and he memorized it all.
Ah,
and he knew Cakes is obsessed with net worth.
I am obsessed with net worth.
And you always ask that.
I don't always ask it, but it is something. It's one of my go-tos.
Those things will be on eBay probably around noon today.
Yeah.
He's a smart player.
He is. You know what? He's working the system.
Or he's a big Beyonce fan.
One of the two. It's one of those two things. All right, let's go next to Ellie in Alexandria. She's now playing for Nats home opener tickets.
Yes.
Good morning, Ellie.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
And that's coming up April 5th at Nats Park.
What up,
Indeed.
Girl?
Indeed.
All right, what Ellie.
What's up, girl?
Within one either way, how many Grammys has Beyoncé won in her career?
Ooh, that's tough.
With Destiny's Child or without Destiny's Child?
Oh, good question.
Just Grammys.
Grammys in general.
I didn't break it down with Destiny's Child.
Combined.
22.
She nailed it.
Wow.
She wins.
They're just punking your questions.
Just destroying my questions. Yep. She's won a pair of tickets to the Washington Nationals home opener April 5th at Nats Park, brought to you by the proud partner of the Washington Nationals. That's Papa John's. Papa John's has great discounts every day. How about two large, two-topping pizzas for just $22? See all of their offers under specials at papajohns.com. Get all of your details at thefandc.com/contests.
She knew you were going to ask that, too.
I mean, what was the most difficult?
Did she nail it on the head?
On the head. Wow. 22.
Well, she probably had the page right up in front of her, the wiki page.
I mean, maybe I should have asked which year Destiny's Child broke up. Well, but they probably would have nailed that, too.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong
it.
With giving away the prizes to the first two callers.
I agree. It's fine. Deserved By the way, they broke up in 2006. Drab was very upset. Destiny's Child broke up.
The last caller, Keith, did tell me that after you guys teased it yesterday, he did a bunch of prep.
Okay. Well, you know what? He's a prepared caller. Good for him.
Phone number is 800-636-1067. We can clear out all the people that wanted to try and win some prizes.
Yeah, clear them out.
But we were taking calls earlier in the show on Open Line Thursday, 800-636-1067. We had a spirited debate about who should win the MVP in the NBA. You can chime in on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunk.
I know we haven't done the same for the NHL. I mean, you guys aren't arguing over Connor McDavid or Nikita Kucherov or
Ovi. No, but Ovi probably should be in the mix.
Definitely should be in the mix. I don't think he's going to win it.
Yeah.
But he should be considered.
But, you know, Drabby put down on the outline, how excited are you for opening day of baseball? And I don't know what your goal was. You just wanted to kind of compare opening day to other sporting events or other days on the sports calendar.
People say that all the time, and I'm not part of that group. I just find it interesting that people always say that opening day is the best day of the year, better than Thursday, March Madness, better than NFL.
It's not better than the opening weekend of the NFL. Those people are just lying to you.
A lot of people feel that way.
They're crazy. I used to
feel that way. So let's take the calls on that.
I used to feel that way. Look, for a while, Eric and I were Baltimore Orioles season ticket holders.
Yeah.
And I used to, when I was in college, like I'm 47 years old, so I was in college 88 through 92, but I would, not that it was rare to skip classes, but I would definitely skip classes on opening day, and I would just watch baseball. Like, I looked forward to it that much. Over the years, my tastes have changed.
That's some nerdery right there.
Well, again, an excuse to skip classes,
right,
too.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
It's a good point.
But I used to be that into it. And I do think for whatever reason, in terms of opening days, it's more special than, like, the opening game in the NBA, please. The opening
game in
the NHL murders that.
Kills that.
Now, NFL weekend, I'm more into that now
NFL
just because I'm a bigger NFL fan.
Yeah.
So I think of the four major sports, to me it's number two. For some people it's number one.
Because I love, you know, the first round of the tournament. I think everyone loves that.
Yeah.
I do like the opening week in the NFL. I like the opening week in college football.
That's really good, too.
Now, a lot of those matchups are poopy.
You'll have a few
or four. But overall, I mean, you got a lot of games.
Yeah.
So I like, but I don't know, there's something a little special about opening day of baseball.
It coincides with the weather.
You're getting a little nostalgic. You're a big seam head.
Remember
you're
how
a big
bad,
baseball fan.
I know everyone looks forward to the NFL, but remember how bad the games were for about the first 5-6 weeks?
Yeah, but
all
it was
up
NFL.
And down the schedule. What was that?
People say that, but it was NFL.
I know, but we came in here every Monday and said, man, the product sucks. It's bad. It's what's going on with the league? Remember,
sure.
We said that multiple times.
Yep.
Now, I know you don't analyze the baseball schedule like you do the NFL schedule, which is only once a week, but I don't know. There's something special about opening day of baseball.
I agree there's something special, but it is a 162-game season.
Right.
Yeah, it's long.
Like, why the NFL is important, even if the quality of play isn't as good early on, especially now because they don't practice like they did back in the day, there's 16 games. Like, it's actually meaningful. The games themselves,
true.
I think it's more the pomp and circumstance. I think Valdez is right. It has something to do with the weather. It's like, all right, baseball season's here. you celebrate that. But it doesn't matter if Clayton Kershaw gets a win tonight if you're not gambling on it.
Correct. Yeah.
Because I mean, there's 162 games.
Right. I mean, the Dodgers could start off 5-15 and still bounce back and win the division.
Right.
Yeah.
You start so it's off- not special because of that. I think it's more that it just signifies baseball's here and baseball becomes a part of our life for 6 or 7 months.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited.
And generally,
and
the weather
takes you back,
is pretty good.
For some people, it takes you back to a younger part of your life, too.
And today you got...
Like when you're a kid.
Right. And today you got day games. You know, I don't know if people take off work and go home and watch their teams or whatever, but you got day games. You know how excited people are going to be next Thursday for a home opener here?
Oh, it's going to be crazy.
Against the Mets? I mean, place is going to be nuts.
Yep.
It's going to be a circus.
Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067 on an open line Thursday. Let's go to Justin calling in from York, Pennsylvania. What's up, Justin?
What's up, Junks? I'll tell you what, I love opening day on baseball. It's just, it's one of those days that you sit down, you actually get to spend some time with family, because when my grandparents were still alive, I would be able to spend opening day with them because I was on spring break, and my grandparents were diehard Orioles fans like I am. So it was a good day that we can just spend time with family, cook out, and just enjoy it.
What do you expect from the Orioles this year? We talked a little bit about them before. Dylan Bundy on the mound today.
I don't expect a lot, just to be upfront and honest. I'm a hoper for my team, but I'm not expecting them to make the playoffs. If they make a run, I'll be thrilled, but I'm not expecting a lot just because there's so much drama going on with the whole Manny Machado thing. I think that's going to distract the team a lot.
Yeah.
And I think our lack of pitching just really hurts us. I mean, we've got the power in the bats. I just don't think that our pitching is going to hold up.
And we got big question marks. You make a good point about Machado. We talked about that earlier. If this team is 10, 12, 15 games out around the deadline, or maybe not 15, but you'd have to have a real bad year if you're 15 out. But Machado will be traded. I mean, the Orioles are going to get something for him because they're not going to be able to re-sign him in the offseason. So that will be a distraction. I would agree.
Let's go to Alex from right around the corner in Navy Yard. What's up, Alex? Good morning.
Morning, Junks. Long time listener, first time caller.
Thank you.
I think April 1 is just about the sweet spot of sports. You got playoffs for hockey, basketball, Masters a week away. But I think opening day should be a national holiday. I agree with Noah from the Mets. It is the kickoff of summer. It is, like you said, like JP said, 6-7 months of baseball back in our lives. I live down by the stadium, season ticket holder, and it's just nothing more exciting than the American flag unfurling on the field and the flyover and the pomp and circumstance of that first game.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's not the kickoff of summer, though.
Right, definitely not.
Yeah, well, I was there. I was there Tuesday in 45 degrees. So
Alex, I believe the weather report, maybe on Sunday or Monday, if you look ahead, might even have some snowflakes in D.C.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these cities are going to be... Now, the Orioles fans are very lucky today because you're going to have 70 to 75 degrees.
I remember
going to an Orioles opening day. I don't know. Let's call
against
it.
Against the Indians, the one where it snowed?
I went to that game.
I don't think I was
in
there.
In short sleeves.
No, I wasn't there for that one. I would think it was earlier than that, but it was so freaking cold. I remember I was with Crickety. So this was probably a 2002, 2003. We were doing the show, I think, in HFS in Lanham.
Right.
And it was so freaking cold. I just wanted to leave.
Right.
But I couldn't because
brutal.
I was with Horsey and Cricket, and they just wanted to stay and hang out.
They wanted to drink more beers.
They wanted to keep drinking.
Of course they didn't want to leave.
But, man, I just was miserable for 7-8
Maybe there was no drinking
innings
that day.
Yeah.
They just went there for the baseball.
Right. I'm sure that's what happened.
No, there was drinking because I remember I was late for the show the next day.
Who's up?
Let's go to Larry calling in from Atlanta.
Blair.
Hey, what's up, John?
What's up, Larry?
What's up, buddy?
Hey man. I'm not a real big gun guy, but make a long story short, I moved to Atlanta, living in Atlanta. This lady at the flea market kept badgering, man, buy a gun, buy a gun, buy a gun, buy a gun. And finally, she was like, well, I got the perfect gun for you. You know, it was like $150. It was a .38. Lo and behold, you know, about a month later, going out to dinner, me and my girlfriend, and this guy pulls a gun out and robs. First, he asked me what time it was. When I looked at my watch and looked back up, he had a gun right in my face.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm taking my watch off. He's like, man, turn around and, you know, get on your knees. I was like, man, I told him, man, don't kill me. He was like, So as I'm taking my watch off, I purposely dropped my watch. When I dropped my watch, he bent down to pick it up. I pulled my gun out and put it in his face. This guy was connected to 22 robberies.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
That's crazy, man. That's a ball.
So
did you hold him at bay until the police came?
Yeah, I held him there until the police came.
Wow.
Wait a minute. His gun was still in his hand, though, right, when he picked up the watch?
When he bent down to pick it up, his gun was pointed down.
Okay.
And I pulled my gun out, and, you know, then he dropped his gun. And the after the investigation, his gun never worked. It never had a firing mechanism. It was a broken gun.
Yeah, wow. But the threat of a broken gun, for somebody that doesn't know it's broken, it's still a pretty big threat.
So you're a hero. Were you on the news down there?
Nah, I wasn't on the news.
But you're a freaking hero.
You are a hero. You're an American hero.
You put that guy away. So he's been arrested and charged and everything. Is he already in jail?
He's in jail, but he made a plea deal. He got 10 years.
But you also didn't have time to – I mean, you had to do that so quick. Where was your gun at the time?
I had a hip holster. The lady gave me a hip holster, but it was like kind of like right on, like in my waistband, like right in my hip. But
and he couldn't see it at the time that he was mugging you?
Nah.
Because it was inside like a jacket or something?
Yeah, concealed.
Man, that's right. That's a great story.
Yeah, I it was $75. I mean, and you could get a concealed weapons permit. And, you know, but I would be in the mall, and people that didn't have concealed weapon permits, I mean, they'd be carrying their guns, like, right on their holster in Atlanta.
Was there any witnesses?
There was no witnesses. There were cameras there, but the cameras didn't work. Huh. So I told the cops, you know, good thing we had cameras. They was like, oh, they don't work. But I'd say within a circle area, this guy had robbed about maybe 22 or more people. Hmm.
Now let me ask you this: if he would have turned and run, you wouldn't have shot him.
I wouldn't have shot him. That's not me.
Yeah, right, man.
That's not me.
Stay safe, brother.
Good job, bro.
Hey, thank you, man.
Yeah, well done, Larry.
Man. Yeah, I like it.
We never get stories like that.
Larry's a hero.
I've been in the house most of the time.
Good for you, Larry.
That's LTC.
How about that story, Valdez? Isn't that incredible?
I mean, how could you think that quickly?
How smart is he to drop the watch to make the dude bend down and pick it up, and then he pulls his weapon on him?
That's ballsy, because it might not work out.
That's big cojones.
Right, he didn't know the gun didn't work.
Yeah. All right, we'll take more of your calls next at 800-636-1067. We'll also talk some Caps at 9 o'clock with our pal Alan May from NBC Sports Washington. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Valdez and Drab during the break are watching the first episode of Roseanne.
The very first? You mean the new one?
The reboot.
The reboot.
I watched a little bit of it.
A lot of laugh track involved. I know Cakes is not a laugh track guy.
Well, I've evolved past laugh tracks point in my life.
Now, I think that you can still use a laugh track, but I believe that's filmed in front of a live audience.
Okay.
But I think you can
still...
I'm sure you could. I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah. I don't know. It got huge ratings, monster ratings for the reboot of Roseanne.
What did you guys think?
We're laughing in here. There's a bunch.
Did you watch it religiously?
Not religiously. But I knew the story. The show. I've watched it many times.
Right.
Yeah.
I wasn't a big viewer of Roseanne.
I wasn't a huge consumer of it the first time around. I mean, I think she's funny.
I don't remember the old show being political like this. This is just zings one after another about political hot takes on this one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're about to have dinner, and I believe Roseanne said, "Does anybody want to take a knee?"
Did you see the very first scene when they were in bed?
Yeah.
And Roseanne thought that, what's the husband's name?
Dan.
Dan was dead because he had the apnea.
I didn't see that.
Did you see how hurting his feet were, his toes?
But I could rewind it. Oh, he's got hurting toes?
Oh, my God.
Well, he probably can't reach them to wash them.
They're awful. They look like Bickles.
Hold on, just the toenails are bad or the...
No, they were like curled. Like,
oh, his toes are they were just, the actual toes. Yeah, not
hammer
nails.
Toes?
Hammer toes.
Yeah, that is just like Bickle.
Just hurting feet.
The toenails don't face up. They face out.
I'm sorry. That's just something that stuck out to me. I don't know.
Now I'm what? I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Is there any shows that, like, because that's the hot thing right now is to bring back old shows, Full House, this show. seems like every show that was on in the 90s is making its way back.
Yeah, so it's
is there a show that I'd like to see come back?
Well, the show that they brought back, now it's not in that era. They brought back Curb Your Enthusiasm after a bunch of years off. He just quit doing it, and then he just brought it back.
No, what was the one, though, with Deborah Messing and the gay guy?
Will and Grace.
Oh, Will and Grace.
Yeah.
Brought that back, right?
Well, I didn't watch it either time.
Neither
time. I'm not really interested in Will and Grace.
Hey, I'm not either. I'm just trying to think of ones they brought back.
I mean, we're focusing on sitcoms.
Yeah.
Hey.
And I do watch some sitcoms.
I know Mom
is on tonight. I'm a big fan.
His feet look like Brian Baldinger's hands.
Look how awful those toes are.
They're mangled.
They are awful. We got the worst feet in the country.
800-636-1067
is the number. Maybe Cheers.
You'd want NYPD Blue to come back. You used to love that show.
You love Sipowicz so much.
You loved that show.
And Jimmy Smits. Is it Smits?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
So hold on.
Can't remember the character's
but
name.
But that's a drama.
Yeah.
Not a comedy, but.
So what if they did a reboot of Cheers, so would Ted Danson still do the bar bit?
Yeah, he'd still be at the bar.
I guess.
Got to be there.
They'd bring back Norm and Cliff. I mean, what else would they be doing? But Frasier's available now, right?
Yep.
They could bring back the whole crew.
My wife.
Woody.
My wife
gotta
and
bring
daughter.
Back Woody.
My wife and daughter are big marks for Law and Order SVU.
And that show's been going on.
I've sat down and watched
seasons.
An episode or two. Very graphic. I'm like, my daughter's like, she's 15, about to turn 16. I'm like, this is some pretty heavy stuff.
But
all
those shows are pretty formulaic. Like something happens at the beginning, court case, and then they resolve it by the end.
Yes. But I mean, it's all about like sexual assault, rapes. It's just.
Well,
horrible,
you're watching SVU.
Horrible subject matter.
You want to get off the sexual assaults, move off of SVU and watch a different Law and Order.
Yeah, I guess. I guess that's the move.
Although, Valdez, if they brought back Cheers, I don't know if they could bring back Kirstie Alley because she is probably pretty hurting right now.
Yeah, but she fluctuates. She's all over the place.
What about the other girl?
I don't think she fluctuates too much now.
Yeah, Shelley Long.
Who played Diane?
Diane Chambers, yeah.
I mean, she's still old.
Shelley Long, old, of course. Oh, old.
Well, look, Ted Danson's a regular on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
What about Bebe?
And he has his show.
Bebe Neuwirth.
Who we had an in-person interaction with.
Or Rhea.
She was so bitter at me. Why don't you tell that story?
From what I remember.
We were coming back from the Grammys in New York City.
That was the event. Uh-huh. So we're coming back from the Grammys on an Amtrak train. And
correct.
Of course, we're not in the silly Acela section. We're just in with the rest of the numbers.
Including Bebe.
In the regular coach section.
Yeah.
So I guess a few seats, I don't know if it was behind us or up from us, was sitting Bebe, I think her last name is Neuwirth.
Correct.
Who played Lilith on Cheers.
On Cheers.
And Jason was obsessed with her and couldn't stop looking at her. And she basically, from what I remember, said something along the lines of, why don't you take a picture? It would last longer, you big stupid.
She did say
leave me alone.
She said, take a picture. And then she stormed away and walked to another car.
Right.
You should have tracked her down and said, I didn't get my picture.
But what's funny is, you know, where you wait at the gate at the Amtrak at Penn Station?
Yeah.
You're waiting for your train to pull in, and they say, all right, you're on track 11 or whatever. I remember standing right behind her, and I don't think we had any conversation.
You just weren't sure if it was her.
Yeah,
and
I remember you saying,
why would she be on this?
She didn't
apparently
have any makeup
on. Show.
Yeah,
It resembled her, but I wasn't totally sure. But then when I got on the train, I kind of knew it was her, and that's when she said that. Did I say anything to her?
I don't know if you did. I think she could feel your eyes like peering through her. I guess she just had enough.
Yeah,
and
she just rolled out.
I just remember you said, you or EB pointed out, she was wearing some hurting shoes.
Yes.
Like really ugly.
She didn't look like a Hollywood star.
No.
She wasn't dressed like that.
Was she silly back in the day?
Not really.
On the show?
She was never.
On Cheers, I would say she was like sneaky cute, not hot.
Is that what you mean? Looking physically?
Yeah. A six
in
or
kind
seven.
Of a, in kind of a nerdy, kind of a, you know, I don't know, maybe.
She was just famous.
Gotcha.
But I remember, I think I said, you know who you look like. I think I said
that. I think that's what it is. Yeah, she's like, yes.
I said that. That's why she was bitter. I said, do you know who you look like?
That's why she was salty.
And I don't know what her response was then, but that's when she said, just take a picture.
Yeah, then she stormed off.
Yeah, she was.
She wanted no more of it. Let's go to Randy in Fredericksburg. It is an open line Thursday, in case you forgot. Hey, Randy.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Randy?
First of all, I just wanted to say, first time caller, long time listener. I just wanted to share a quick story as far as with the Redskins. I've gone to many disappointing games, like the Seattle game where we got pummeled, not the one last year in Seattle. But I literally found out I was going to be a father for the first time and was so nervous about going to this Raiders game all on the same day last year. And, of course, I happened to go to the best game we could have last year. And then I also wanted to ask, I've been to probably 7 or 8 national games in my life. And it was when we were the Nationals, we were terrible, and we somehow able to win every single game I've been to.
Wow.
So if we can get to the divisional series game 5, can you guys please just send me so we can get past the divisional round?
You're great.
Thank you guys.
You have to call us then.
We'll give you tickets, no problem.
Me.
I'm kidding.
Randy making it all about himself. He's the good, the Nats good luck charm. He's going to put him over the top. Get them deeper in the playoffs than they've ever been.
Hey, Valdezzi?
Yes.
Did you submit a player in the Houston Open for your golf ball that is not in the field?
Oh, did I?
He's such a donk.
Hey, it's just sports. You don't need to replace
I hope
it.
I didn't.
He's a donk.
I'm bitter.
Who is it?
I don't know. I don't know who you submitted.
Lahiri and Tringali.
Apparently one of those guys chilling at home this week.
Oh. I'm so destroyed.
Why? It's just sports.
That's right.
Or it's just money.
Yeah. It is just money.
Yeah.
And Valdez is close to the top 5 that gets paid out. I am not.
By the way,
that's
Alan
gonna
May.
Hurt him, though. Yeah. Take a miscut.
Covers the Capitals for NBC Sports Washington. Is going to join us coming up next. Capitals with an overtime win last night as Braden Holtby stopped 35 of 37 shots. 5 games left in the regular season. We'll talk to him next about the Caps right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.